all of you have had at least one Sindhi friend, you would know how delicious our food is. And the best way to enjoy an authentic Sindhi meal is to share it with a fellow Sindhi. So it's me, Kamya Jani, who has invited a popular Bollywood actor, Aftab Shivdasani, for a Sindhi Sunday brunch on Curly Tales. So Aftab, to begin with, how big a foodie are you?
I'm one of those who lives to eat here, doesn't eat to live.
I still remember you as the must boy, and I think you look exactly the same. Do you think Sindhis have good metabolism?
See,
everybody tells me I look younger than my age. Fishing for some compliments here.
Well, you look great for 65.
Oh. So
that's, and I think we definitely look younger.
Yeah.
We're much stronger.
Yes. What about Sindhi food?
Well, when my grandparents were alive, my grandmom used to cook.
Okay.
Every day, lunch and dinner. She was an avid cook and loved cooking.
Mm-hmm.
And she used to make Sindhi food every day.
Right. So let's see now, how many dishes can you actually identify? I've called for the Sindhi thal.
That is Sindhi curry, that I know for a fact.
Okay. This is also one of the most popular dishes.
That is like a, that's like the iconic,
yeah,
Sindhi curry, which you just,
yeah,
cannot go wrong with.
Yeah.
That's the bhindi, which I've had all my life as well.
Yes, okay. Yeah.
This is dal.
No.
But what kind of dal is it? No?
No, that's not dal. That's another very popular Sindhi dish.
Is that Sai Bhaji?
Yes.
Okay, that used to be, by the way, one of my favorite, but I remember it more as being green and less as brown. This is, what's it called?
Very popular Sindhi breakfast.
No. Sindhi breakfast. Is it dal pakwan?
Correct.
Okay, great. Okay, so I got that one.
Okay, wow, not bad. This is very impressive, by the way.
We'll see papad, which is our lifeline.
Yes, Sindhi papad.
Sindhi papad, yeah. Yes. That's our lifeline, by the way.
Yeah, we need it with
every
meal.
If there's no papad, you're not Sindhi.
Yeah.
You're an outcast. And of course, that is brown rice.
Yeah. But again, for brown rice, there's a term. You can't simply
call
it.
You are hardcore, man. I can't be so hardcore.
Listen, I'm a food blogger.
Okay, then you better be hardcore.
Meri izzat hai, isme, so I better know these terms.
Okay, then please educate me. What is this brown rice called?
This is called bhuka chawal.
Bhuka?
Bhuka. Let's see if we can refresh some memories of your childhood as we eat. Now, a lot of you don't know is that Aftab has actually started his acting career at the age of 14 months. Is that right?
That's true.
Yeah, I've done a lot of research.
I had a head start before a lot of other people in my career.
Then
I started doing films as a child actor when I was 7 with Mr. India. And then I just carried on being in front of the camera ever since. And then I got my break in Mast.
Oh, yes.
When I was almost 20.
And I remember when that movie was launched, my parents were particularly very excited that we have a Sindhi actor.
Yeah.
We had a Shivdasani there. All Sindhis out there were really proud because we've always heard of producers or businessmen being Sindhis.
Or directors, yeah.
Or directors.
But not actors, yeah.
Not too many actors. We
That's
do
right.
have Ranveer Singh Bhavnani, but he's changed his surname now.
But he's still a Sindhi.
He's still a Sindhi. But did you ever think of changing your surname at any given point of time?
No, actually, I was quite proud of my surname. People have to like you for who you are, not really your name.
Yeah.
So if they identify with you on screen and they like, you know, what your screen persona is and the way you are on screen, I think if that acceptance level is there, then I think the name really doesn't matter.
I hope you're enjoying the food.
I love it.
Do you want anything else? I don't have to pay the bill, you know. That's the benefit of being a food blogger. We can eat for free everywhere.
Then can I just pack some food and take
it
home?
Yes, we'll do that. So Aftab, now you've been an actor pretty much all your life, starting your career at the age of 14 months. What is it that you do to unwind?
I love sports, I love music, I love traveling.
Yes, yes. And I have been stalking Aftab on Instagram, and recently he's been to Poland, Hungary, as well as LA. Is that right? Which is your favorite place in the world?
There are too many, to be honest, Kamya, because I love London. My wife is from London, so of course that's like a second home.
Mm-hmm.
Thailand.
Okay.
I love Sri Lanka, which is just at our doorstep, and what a stunning country with just beautiful people. I love the Philippines.
Right.
I think it's possibly the best beaches I've ever seen in my life, along with Maldives.
Right.
So I think, yeah, I love traveling as well. And I mean, since you are a travel enthusiast, I'm sure you'd kind of identify with what I'm saying. There's something very, very adventurous and very, very beautiful about traveling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get to learn so much about different places, people, the types of food, the culture.
Yeah.
I just think the air is very different everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, it just brings about a different feeling inside you whenever I travel to a new country. But yeah, I mean, as a traveler, my wife and I both travel a lot. Thankfully, due to work or just...
Since you love traveling so much, have you ever tried solo travel?
Oh, yes. before I met my wife, I traveled a lot solo. So I think traveling with yourself, what it does, it makes you feel at ease with yourself.
Yeah.
You know, it makes you comfortable with yourself. And just the fact that, you know, you can appreciate yourself.
Mm.
Once you can appreciate yourself, I think you can start to appreciate people around you.
Right.
So I feel it's a must at any given point of time for anybody to travel by themselves and kind of spend time with themselves, because that really would help them a lot to develop their personality and appreciate people around them after that.
Have you always lived in Mumbai, or
yes,
have you?
I'm a Mumbaikar. I've always lived here, born and raised here. I grew up, my schooling, colleging, everything was South Mumbai.
Yeah.
And then I shifted to Bandra 17 years ago.
Okay. And do you indulge in street food? Do you remember any particular food from
Mumbai? Sempuri, Bhel, Pani Puri, pizzas, burgers. Like, my mouth waters when I think about it.
I'm also craving for some desserts. A Sindhi dessert. Let's call for that.
I'm not a very big sweet fanatic, but I'm going to try
but
this.
But you know what this is, right? This is called Lola. Or what
we
is
used to call it Loli.
Loli?
But I'm not sure now what it's called.
It's okay, Loli, Lola.
Because I should just eat it. I should not really bother. My grandma used to get, I should just eat it.
This is really good.
Lovely.
One thing you hate about Bollywood.
Nobody tells you the truth.
Interesting, okay. Yeah. One TV show you can't get enough of.
Game of Thrones.
Okay. Must or musty?
But must probably a little more because it's my debut.
Have you ever stolen anything?
I may have nicked some food from somewhere.
Food again? You are quite
this is a food show,
eating.
I guess. And I mean, it's just coincidentally that you're inviting me here. But it's a fact.
No, no, we've done our research. We know, we've heard stories about how big a foodie you are.
I remember there used to be this very sweet schoolmate of mine who I used to bully a bit.
Right.
He was younger. And we used to travel by the same school bus back home.
Okay.
And I should tell him, don't eat everything at lunch from your tiffin box. Save it for me post after school wraps. Because on my way back, I get really hungry.
Yeah.
I should just gorge on it as soon as we used to enter the bus. I should look for him and say, give me the tiffin box quick. And he used to give me the tiffin box and I should like, that's it.
Okay. Traveling in India or traveling abroad?
Abroad.
Okay. Backpacking around the world or stay in a luxurious hotel or just at one destination?
Backpacking around the world.
Can you say something in Sindhi?
Tunjo nalo chai.
Oh wow, well done. Full marks to Aftab on that.
At least tell our audiences what that means.
So, Tunjo nalo chai means what is your name? And I hope you know what my name is and you are not trying to ask what my name is.
Kamya.
Of course, very good. Thank you. Full marks, Aftab.
I'm not asleep during the meal. You know? But let me think if I know anything else in Sindhi, because I know I should say a few things.
Yeah.
Munjo nalo Aftab hai.
Oh, no, no. You have to be a little more innovative than that. That's very simple.
Tu safa chadiyo hai.
Oh! Matthe jo soon! Did you just hear what he said?
By the way, we're just going slang on each other. I'm saying that she's crazy and she's saying, I've eaten her head up, right?
Right.
There you go. I think that's what I should say when I was a kid.
Yeah, okay. So, Aftab, it's been lovely interacting with you.
Likewise.
Thank you so
much
for spending time with us.
Thank you.
Totally enjoyed the Sunday brunch.
Likewise. It's just too lovely to finish off over one meal.
Yeah, no worry, we can
I'm gonna pack some stuff.
Yeah, we're gonna do that.
Unless you're not paying the bill, you told me some other wanna pack some stuff. Yeah.
Alright, let's do that. Thank you very much.
Well guys, so that was the third episode of Sunday Brunch Podcast, and I had a great time chatting with Aftab Shivdasani, sharing this Sunday afternoon as well as a Sindhi meal. If you enjoyed listening to this, please drop in an email to us on hey@curlytales.com and stay tuned to Curly Tales Podcast and other podcasting apps like Spotify, iTunes, etc. for more such content. This is Kamya signing off.